I mean, I would be much more interested in seeing your old colleague, Tom Ricks, who's written a couple of books very critical of Rumsfeld's management of these wars, engaging him. But, of course, Rummy
well,
was,
you know, look, the book,
agreed to that.
The book leaked out early, as it always does. I got a copy. Other reporters did, too. But it's still, I think, useful to have somebody to put the guy in the chair, cameras rolling, and try to hold him accountable. Let me get a break here when we come back. Bill O'Reilly's Super Bowl sit-down with Barack Obama. Was the lack of fireworks good for Fox News? Bill O'Reilly said it would be the most watched interview of all time. Okay, it wasn't. But the setting was fascinating. Barack Obama in the White House on Super Bowl Sunday with one of the most opinionated hosts from the network that his administration had once declared war on. So O'Reilly faced something of a balancing act. Here's a bit of the interview.
Does it disturb you that so many people hate you? No, I mean, it's a serious question.
You know, the truth is that the people, and I'm sure previous presidents would say the same thing, whether it was Bush or Clinton or Reagan or anybody. The people who dislike you don't know
you. They hate you.
Even the folks who hate you, they don't know you.
That's true.
What they hate is whatever funhouse mirror image of you that's out there.
Rachel Scarr, O'Reilly took issue with me saying he didn't put points on the board in that interview. Well, it was Super Bowl Sunday. I'd used a lot of football metaphors. What I meant was that this famously aggressive interview, it didn't really get the president off his script. What was your thoughts?
Well, honestly, watching that, my thought was I really wanted to hear Obama speak more. O'Reilly interrupted him mid-thought a lot of the time. You know, there's been a lot of criticism saying that
I didn't think it was that bad. There was a lot of back and forth. He wasn't
like
he was cutting him off.
I hadn't seen it when it aired. I hadn't seen it when it aired, and when it started, I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. It was when they got into the thick of it. He really did. He would interrupt Obama before he had a chance to actually answer the question. That doesn't serve the audience. That was actually my overarching thought about it. I liked the interview, though. I enjoyed it.
Let me get an overarching thought from Matt Lewis. So Riley came off as reasonable.
Yeah.
And as he pointed out a couple days after that, that's good for Fox, right?
I think it is. Look, and I think there's a distinction to be made. I mean, Bill O'Reilly, I think, is different than Glenn Beck or Keith Olbermann. I think, you know, he certainly can be incendiary, but I think he is also more of a newsman. And let me say, I kind of disagree with you and Rachel both. I thought the interview was fabulous. I thought that both President Obama and Bill O'Reilly deserved an A+. And I also
think, what was fabulous about it?
Well, first
what
of all, you have to interrupt. You have to interrupt people because that is when you get to the real person.
So by interrupting, what did he get?
I think what you saw is the actual President Obama. Instead of the talking points, instead of the stuff he rehearsed. And you know what? I think it was likable. I think when he interrupted and you got to him off message, people probably liked it.
Aaron Barnhart, O'Reilly doesn't usually do live interviews. He tapes his program every night. And he seemed rushed, just a little off his game. How did you see it?
Yeah, I disagree with that, Howie. I thought it was excellent. Count me in with Matt on that.
All right.
This is the Bill O'Reilly I remember from 11, 12 years ago when he was, not the 800-pound gorilla. Bill O'Reilly every night has a challenge, which is to find somebody to talk to who's as formidable and who is as influential and who is as powerful as he is. And most nights you don't get it. And I think that's led to somewhat of a distortion of his image over the years. Here with the president, he has somebody that he can really go mano a mano with, and both guys think, I thought were clearly invigorated by
okay.
it. And look, everywhere else in the world, a head of state expects a vigorous sort of questioning. I remember that Irish reporter who, started interrogating President Bush back in the day, and he sort of looked at her this way. Because he was not accustomed to that kind of treatment from the American press corps.
All right. Matt Lewis, Aaron Barnhart, Rachel Sklar, thanks very much.